Welcome to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I am your host, Rebecca Kelly, and today we'll be discussing gut-brain axis dysfunction and mental MAP with Brendan Vermeyer. And before I introduce Brendan, I want to remind everyone to subscribe and get all of our variety of casts in audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. Brendan is a functional medicine consultant, clinical researcher, board-certified holistic health practitioner, master nutrition coach, master personal trainer, USAW sports performance coach, and CrossFit certified trainer. Brendan is regarded as one of the top leading experts in metabolic health and holistic education. He's the proud owner of the Metabolic Solutions Institute, dedicated to educating health professionals and clinicians with cutting edge strategies to best serve their clients and patients. So Brendan, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca. It's great to be here, and I'm always excited to talk with you.
And you're so knowledgeable and you share things in such a great way. So I can't wait to learn how I'm going to get even more smart. But talk to me about how the gut-brain axis and gut dysfunction is the main driving force behind mental health. And how would you assess this?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for the compliment. I try to speak to these things well, and I think it's one thing to be able to grasp these complex scientific subjects, but if you can't effectively communicate it and educate people, then that science kind of doesn't get utilized well. So with microglial activation, which is my main area of focus and research and expertise, there's a lot of underlying root cause factors that can contribute to the dysregulation of microglial cells, the architects and guardians of the central nervous system. So when it comes to root causes, the gut-brain axis is really kind of ground zero that we have to consider in regards to mental health, which certainly there's all these axes in the body, right? There's the skin-gut axis and the gut-brain axis and the liver-brain axis and the HPA axis. You know, we can make up whatever axis we want. It's all connected. It's all influencing one another. But what's so profound about the gut-brain axis, and also really the liver-brain axis, is equally in there because of how directly the gut and liver are connected. But the enteric nervous system and the central nervous system are connected through this bidirectional vagus nerve, which has become, you know, a hugely popular topic of, you know, vagal tone and vagus nerve activation and stimulation. And we even have seen that the FDA approved vagus nerve stimulators in 2010 for treatment-resistant depression. Because, yeah, if you actually stimulate the vagus nerve, it can have a great anti-inflammatory effect in the brain, which can help to treat treatment-resistant depression after some of your frontline drugs like SSRIs or benzos or whatever maybe haven't worked very well because the efficacy of those drugs is actually pretty low, maybe like 30-40%. So with the gut-brain axis, you know, we're learning so much more about the human microbiome and the role of leaky gut, leaky brain. So essentially, we're experiencing essentially an extinction event of our microbiome. You know, the microbiome of the planet, the microbiome of our own body, right? Just the microbiome being the constituent trillions of different types of bacteria, archaea, viruses, parasites, fungi that make up this, I call it the garden of life. And really, when you dig into microbiology, that's what it is. Without microbes, nothing about mother biology would be possible. No higher life, whether it's humans, animals, plants, it all starts with the microbes, the fungi, the bacteria, archaea, so on and so forth. And so I always like to think about this garden of life of, you know, if you want a healthy garden that produces food in your backyard, how would you treat it, right? And you have to realize you have the same thing going on in your gut. So, you know, you have to think about it as soil. How do I build up healthy soil? And it's like, well, if you were building like a compost to create healthy soil, are you going to throw cheeseburgers and French fries and Coca-Cola in there? Or are you going to put like banana peels and cabbage and, you know, all of your leftovers from
you have the best analogies. You really do. Yes, I'm completely seeing this. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it kind of creates what I describe as like a microbial filter. So in the gastrointestinal tract, you know, we've got the stomach and the small intestine, large intestine, colon, and this whole, you know, zigzag up and down system. And so most of our microbes really reside in the large intestine primarily. But they're all throughout the entire GI tract, but the concentration of microbes is much more abundant in the large intestine, just trillions. We actually have more microbes, more bacterial cells in us and on us than we have human cells. So we're actually more microbe than we are human. And this microbial genetic material is really what gave us a lot of our functionality. And so now we're facing this extinction event because of the glyphosate that is literally saturating all the soil on the planet, which is, what is glyphosate? It's an antimicrobial agent. It kills microbes, right? We eat it, we drink it, it's everywhere, it's in us and on us, we can test it in the urine. So I mean, glyphosate, that could be its own whole episode of just that problem by itself. But then, of course, you know, the rampant use of antibiotics, right? Antibiotics really being the first pharmaceutical and the birth of this big pharma thing that we're dealing with now. But the standard American diet and lifestyle, the modernized kind of westernized processed food diet and lifestyle, destroys our microbiome. It destroys that garden of life, which very much damages our physiology and functionality. So this is where it sets the stage for this leaky gut effect, which now we have all these toxins, pathogens, antigens leaking into systemic circulation. That goes up to the blood-brain barrier, where we get the same leaky effect, a leaky brain. So literally, I mean, under normal physiological circumstances, we have these barriers that keep things where they're supposed to be. Now, it's a very important function. You know, you don't want the wrong guys in the wrong place. It sets off systemic inflammation, which we all agree that chronic inflammation drives chronic disease. And all of this can really be traced back to the microbiome in the gut. But also with that microbial filter, our microbes really regulate what nutrients get transformed and absorbed and utilized. So a dysfunctional, dysbiotic microbiome sets the stage for all sorts of chronic disease. So we kind of have two different primary routes going on, where a dysbiotic microbiome sends pro-inflammatory signals up the vagus nerve into the brain that triggers pro-inflammatory neuroinflammation and microglial activation. So there's that direct kind of, you know, phone line from Batman to, you know, Chief Gordon of like inflammation, brain on fire, mental illness, neurodegeneration. And that's through the vagus nerve. But then because of the leaky gut, we also have this vascular humoral circulation of all these bad things that make their way up to the brain, are able to cross this leaky blood-brain barrier, and then just kind of piss off the brain more and trigger more inflammation. So it's this kind of bi-directional way by which a dysbiotic leaky gut really creates mental illness and neurodegeneration.
So once this assessment is made, what is the next step that someone's going to take to address these issues that you're talking about?
Absolutely. Well, the assessment itself is a little finicky because there's, you know, all sorts of different, you know, stool tests and kind of functional tests out there. So I actually created my own test that I call the Mental Map, which MAP stands for microglial activation profile, which I think is really cool. But, you know, we decided
it's very cool. I agree.
I think it's cool. And, you know, when it came to me, I was like, microglial activation the Mental Map. I was like, oh, that's a branding, you know, goldmine right there. But I created the Mental Map to be the most reliable way to get to the root causes of mental health dysfunction by assessing microglial activation primarily. So there's all sorts of primarily blood markers and one particular urine marker that can give us a lot of insight into microglial activation, leaky brain, peripheral inflammation, immune activation, so on and so forth. We have to have objective data to be able to track the efficacy of our interventions, whether that's drugs, supplements, lifestyle, environment. We have to have reliable data. And so that was my primary inspiration, is you can't fix what you don't measure. And we don't know the efficacy of the intervention without that reliable data. So I firmly believe that this Mental Map is the best assessment for neuroinflammation and mental health and microglial activation. So that's my primary tool. So that way, as I start applying different therapeutics and intervention strategies, which I would say in regards to the gut-brain axis, endospore probiotics, prebiotic therapy, different types of immunoglobulins, colostrum, the short-chain fatty acids, which endospore probiotics and prebiotics dramatically increase the production of short-chain fatty acids, as well as plenty of fiber consumption. How many Americans are eating enough fiber in their diet? Like none. That fiber is the fuel source for our microbiome to produce these short-chain fatty acids, which have been shown to actually decrease neuroinflammation, decrease microglial activation, and promote neuroregeneration. So I would say the short-chain fatty acids are one of the absolute top therapeutic strategies for decreasing neuroinflammation and promoting mental health and neural regeneration. And ultimately, you can supplement with short-chain fatty acids directly, but what we really want to do is heal the microbiome, heal that garden of life, seal the tight junctions of the gastrointestinal tract and the blood-brain barrier. And so using more short-chain fatty acid promotion through first off, the diet, the lifestyle has to get on point. But if we're just talking about supplements and therapeutics, the spore biotics, the prebiotics, the immunoglobulins can dramatically improve the diversity of the microbiome, heal the leaky gut, and promote plenty of short-chain fatty acids that will circulate to the brain and cause all these healing effects.
That's really awesome. Brenda, you're so knowledgeable and you're so great about being able to make it accessible to those of us who are not as knowledgeable. Thank you so much. So Brendan Vermeyer can be found at Brendan at metabolicsolutionsllc.com. I'm going to spell that. It's Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-A-N at metabolicsolutionsllc.com. And let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanize videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizehealth.com. It's just such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca. It was a lot of fun.